Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Gracias, 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 Garci, Gary's a whore.
Gary's a whore.
Garrett.
Gary's a whore.
Garrett. Garrett. Gary.
Y'all, we finally witnessed, she's been hitting at it, but we finally watched Ashley become the villain we all hoped she would.
It's true.
Sexual assault and all.
Sexual assault and all. I'm wearing my socks on the wrong feet. One says R and one says L and they're on the wrong side.
We've bottomed out. Me at 3 a.m. with Piano Cat.
It's bottomed out. Y'all, this is Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
BDSM.
Season 3, episode 12. A new girl abroad.
New aboard, girl aboard. Aboard. New There's girl aboard. A new girl aboard.
She's gonna fuck it up, the new girl aboard.
What song was that you were...
Same one. I riffed.
Okay. I thought that was an existing song. Oh, That's why. I asked. I was like, new girl in town.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Whoa, there's a new girl in town. Who's that by?
That's from Hairspray.
Yes!
Yeah, that's from Hairspray. Scarlet.
This is the whitest kids in town, or the...
No, it's just the new girl in town.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Scarlett.
She's going to be the best addition to the show we never knew we needed.
And she's...
I'm just here for good vibes. Y'all, means...
And she's also a little bit southern because she's from
Arkansas.
She's from dipshit Arkansas.
But she's really from, I think, California. They moved
to
California.
She came from San Diego.
But she said, which, y'all, she's 100% people from San Diego, meaning that, like...
I think that was the last place she was stationed. She's been in...
No, I thought she said, I'm from Arkansas, but I've lived in San Diego since I was young.
I don't think she said that, because she has a full-on southern accent.
She does have it. Okay, that makes sense, because I was confused then.
She's been living there, working on
both. But she is from San Diego, and that everyone from San Diego that I know that lives... They talk about good vibes, and they're all about that beach life. They really love the beach life. They fucking love the beach life, that's the point of San Diego.
Yo,
San Diego.
I've said this before. You need to avoid people who have good vibes only. You need to avoid avoid them like the plague, because they will not validate any feeling that you have.
Well, good vibes only in San Diego from someone like Scarlett means I'm down to fuck.
And I'm down to smoke weed with you on
your
boat.
Yeah, that's what that means. Gary enjoyed hearing that.
Listening to the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes. What I enjoyed about this episode is everyone behaved in the tropes that we hoped they would. Gary literally became a howling wolf from a Looney Tunes cartoon. Awoo! Awoo! Ashley just became this like bitter vulture trying to peck at Scarlett any way she can. Daisy is just this pissed off rhino just wanting to charge everyone. I enjoyed it. Keep talking. I got to fix my socks or it's going to bother me.
Why? Oh, God. This is when the show really hits its stride, when we get into all of the things that people really want to do, and it shows the worst of, and the best of all of them, strangely.
Best? Define best.
Well, that's true. Barnaby's trying to get out. He's like, I don't want to work too hard. I want to have fun.
Because he's about that yacht life.
I'm about that yacht
life. He literally is the announcer from Yacht Rock in person. if you're a serious person, you
Barnaby.
You like some Yacht Rock.
I love Yacht Rock. Okay, let's just jump in. I was going to say, you guys, they are setting the seas. We are flying the friendly skies to London.
Oh, yes.
Across the pond.
We are. We're very excited.
We're trying to get a... We're
scared. Nervous.
Our podcast agency has quickly signed us up.
That's
to,
why I'm scared and nervous.
A panel.
I'm not like a...
I'm just going
to
wing it.
Small-minded American of... I'm scared to travel. No, I'm not scared to travel. It's just this is happening.
This is our biggest thing yet to be... I would say not for fans, but we're going to be kind of introduced to a different podcast community. And I think what I would think of as a more serious podcasting community.
I doubt it.
But no, I'm saying not serious as in like serious, but like bigger stakes.
Oh, professional.
People, that's what I mean.
Yes. We're going to be completely out of our league.
We're going to be actual clowns.
We're just going to be mincing American Nancys.
Yeah. So I'm begging that you don't say anything that's going to make us look like fools.
Oh, no, I think they'll be fine. I think we'll do well.
I can only imagine.
It's going to be great. We don't know. We don't even know what. It's weird because it's like you're saying, hey, let's just take a weekend trip and get in the car and drive and go and see what happens. But we're doing that in London. Like, we know we're doing this panel.
Yeah.
We don't know, y'all, we don't know what time. We don't know if we're going to be at this conference the whole time. We don't know if we're going to, like, have time to explore London. There's one thing that's certain. We're doing the conference.
And I've changed my Grindr settings.
And Poodle's going to fuck guys in Britain.
On my venture settings.
Yes, on my
travel.
Yes.
That was arranged last week. The day I found out.
The day he was like, whoop. Fix that.
And it's like me with a little Bobby hat on.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Or the Buckingham Palace guard. I have one for every nation.
Please don't look like Ari in some of your photos.
When I go to the Netherlands, it's me in one of those girls' hats with wooden shoes.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's
in Spain. I'm a bullfighter.
Okay, not appropriate. All right, please take the podcast off
your
profile.
It's like paper dolls.
Okay,
just get into whatever.
No,
whatever their national costume is.
Stay tuned, though, everybody, because we are going to try to do
a meetup.
We put out some feelers, so we will let you know about that.
It'll be at probably a local pub or bar. And we'll have a private room, and you'll probably be able to get tickets on a little ticketing website. And we'll watch. I would say stay tuned for that to our social media on Instagram or.
If you don't see it, that means it didn't happen.
We're trying.
We're trying because everybody's like, I wish there was more time. We didn't have time either, Charlotte. We just found out. We just found out.
We know Thackeray.
Yes,
we're trying.
Rafe.
Love that name.
I do too. Is it Ralph Fiennes? It is Ralph Fiennes, right?
It is Ralph Fiennes.
But it means in the U.S., do people call him Ralph or do they call him Rafe?
I think you should be able to be called however your name is pronounced in your country.
No, I think so too, but yeah.
No,
but
I'm people sure call him Rafe.
Okay. I don't know if it was like, great.
You mean
that's great, Ralph.
At the DMV?
Yeah.
Ralph.
Ralph.
Ralph Fiennes.
Ready Fiennes. Fiennes.
Pretty sure he doesn't go to the DMV like us.
What do celebrities do when they have
that's
to go to the DMV?
That's a good question. They have to.
Because every 5 years, I got to get my picture taken.
That's like, a really good question.
You do your car and everything via
mail. Everyone has to go to the DMV.
But you got
to
go. I feel like it's the great equalizer, but maybe it's not.
Maybe you can do that by mail. Maybe they let... Maybe
no,
they
you got to go in and prove
yourself.
Maybe
they let Tom Hanks... maybe someone comes to his house.
Maybe.
Or maybe all of them don't have driver's licenses anymore.
Maybe
they all let their driver's license expire.
But still, they got to get a personal ID for
this
flying.
This is inanity.
How do they fly?
We need to move on.
TSA, they're going to check.
Passport.
They're going to.
Passport.
Yeah, but they got to get it.
No, someone comes to your house from the passport agency.
Oh, they will.
I'm making that up.
Yeah.
Sometimes can we please talk about this show?
Sometimes I will say, though, you'll talk about celebrity things as if you are a celebrity or you know or fucked celebrities.
Well, and the second part of that is true.
You have not fucked well-known celebrities. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here right now.
That's true. I just haven't followed up with them. And I'm under contract to not really disclose any of them.
Y'all, be sure to check out our ménage à trois.
Several Oscar winners.
Oh, Jesus. Y'all, Married to Reality. We didn't talk.
And a few AVN winners.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the adult video.
He's
course.
Still working on an EGOT. it's not going well.
An ECOC.
Y'all, Married with Reality. That's our ménage à trois this week.
And Teresa.
We're very excited. We just recorded our last ménage à trois yesterday that will air next week with
Wahima. Just call me Wah.
Call me Wah. It was great. We had a great conversation. Apparently her and Poodle both like to be choked. Don't know how that came out in the conversation.
Someone
did tell us, though, that she didn't admit. We were talking about Love After Lockup. She dated someone who was incarcerated. Again, like you.
I could see in her eyes. Yeah. I knew we were cut from the same cloth. We already made plans to go to those seedy downtown LA clubs, the ones that just pop up and you don't know really who's there. It's because they're so dark.
Scared for both of y'all.
Yeah.
Anyway.
One of us will come back and tell the tale.
We had a really good. She watches a lot. She kind of deep dives
she
in the trash we watch. So we had a very good time. But Married to Reality, they're an international couple. So they give a great perspective of this whole 90 Day thing from their perspective.
We did an episode of 90 Day Diaries. 90 Day Diaries.
Not this week, but last week's episode of 90 Day Diaries. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now we can talk about the show.
Okay. Let's just
turn on timing.
Let's just jump in. That's a good idea. Timing, you are running down on the job. Timing needs to get more, I feel like needs to be more technologically savvy.
Yeah, that doesn't work out for us. I hit
the
recording.
Did you just knock?
What if? Yeah, we're fine. We're recording.
What if you change the things?
No, it's fine.
No,
you can hear me.
That's all that matters. So, We continue with these awful charter guests, just garbage.
Sapporo.
Garbage
trash
people.
Sapporo.
Because it's Japanese beer.
And Daisy is so fucking fed up and petty. She goes and checks the list.
I looked on the preference sheet and there's no Japanese beer listed on your preference sheet. And I'm so sorry.
Well, I didn't know we were going to have a Benihana night.
But y'all.
Didn't know.
That is so petty. Doing that, and I would normally say that's not something, but she was fed up with these fuckers.
Yeah, I was surprised she did it.
It is. Now, what I was even more surprised at was when they said, Daisy, can you pack our things? And she said, just throw everything in there, wrap things around their shoes, and they're going to watch this.
Oh, yes.
So
I wonder if they'll be back next season.
I don't know, but
they'll probably be invited back.
I will say... That was not good if you're in the hospitality industry.
No.
But she had it, but I don't know. Even You there's a kind of a, it's different than like spitting in someone's food, which rarely happens, I will say. In all of my food service time, I've never, that's not true. I have seen it a couple times, but okay. It happens rarely. What would happen more often than not is someone would burn something or do something intentionally to a customer who was shitty, but you wouldn't put something in their food because that can be lawsuit.
Who cares if they spit in my food?
You've eaten worse.
Spit in my mouth. Come on, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
So the awful woman goes,
I mean, if you've eaten your husband's asshole, it's fine if someone spits in your dinner.
I don't think that is for a lot of women, that's like a normal thing. But hey, for some men, yeah.
You want to rock your husband's world, y'all?
Let's not make any... I don't want to tell a lot of people, a lot of women specifically aren't into that.
Well, I'm just saying, don't knock until you try it.
I know, but never mind. So the woman screams out, "Where's my chef? Like fucking Louis the 14th over here."
Even Marcos is like, "Yeah, they've been here for 2 days."
Yeah. Oh, she's awful.
She's awful.
Dr. Nipples. Paging Dr. Nipples. We've got a taint emergency.
Oh God. Oh no. That was a good bit. So
still makes me
laugh.
They
keep asking for the beer. Daisy tells Ashley, like, don't even acknowledge them. Daisy and them. They don't go to bed till 4 a.m.
Yeah, because they've been up so... Because dinner was served at 11 p.m.
No, really, it said 11, but then when they brought up the first course, it was midnight.
Oh, my God.
It was 11:54.
Like, this, I don't mind being late, but that's angry. Awful.
This doesn't seem fun to me.
No, you mean to being a person who works on the boat or being a guest?
I would not enjoy this.
Well, I think when they're going to be up so late, it won't matter when they eat. But also, these people are used to passing out and they're own sick. So
yeah, we do hear Dr. Nipples throwing up, and that made me laugh. Someone since he found out she is a what? She's a special type of dermatologist. We were right.
Lots of wrestling. Yeah,
we were right. Yeah, y'all.
Pumping it in. Yeah, but they also found out she was from Jersey, either that or Connecticut.
Got that from her accent.
Yeah.
Got that.
I said it was Florida, but you know, either
They're
or with me.
They're eventually going to live there. Don't worry, y'all. We are coming to Florida one day. We are coming to Florida on our fall tour.
I'm still going to talk shit about you. Just like Ohio.
Yeah, and Florida's going to fuck us because Ohio, y'all, we had to pay so much money for those flights to fucking Ohio.
Because we were trying to fly something into Cleveland and
that wouldn't work.
And we couldn't get out in a certain amount of time. And
we looked at Indianapolis. Ugh. Oh, it's just Ohio just raw dogged us already.
Fucking state.
Anyway, speaking of Ohio, favorite line of the thing. They're going sailing, and you hear, was it Dino or the husband who just said, "How did Columbus do this?"
I think that was Dino.
And I just went.
They're interchangeable.
Yeah, I don't really think you've kind of boned up lately on thoughts about Columbus. Maybe think of some other people that have sailed, the Magellan, Ponce de Leon.
They were all awful.
But they were all awful conquerors.
I think. A lot of people did that who weren't bloodthirsty explorers.
Yeah.
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 But the reason he was saying that is the idea of sailing. So
well,
I guess
what we learned in first grade in 1492. You remember that song?
Ours was never attached to a song. I just only heard a rhyming couplet.
They sailed for many a days. They sailed and sailed without knowing the way.
I do not know that song. I knew in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a whole song. They sailed and sailed. I think that is negligible stuff. I think we already know they sailed and sailed.
They sailed, yeah.
That song had a lot of irrelevant material, it sounds like.
Yeah, I hope they don't teach it that way anymore. I don't think. they don't in parts of Oklahoma now because Oklahoma is such a rich Native American heritage, which is like the one thing I'm kind of proud about Oklahoma.
So they teach about the civilizations that were there before Columbus.
Yes, that's what I've heard. That's what my sister-in-law Even in Little Podunk Town.
And then all the white people came and saved us.
Then they became Christians, and that's when they became Oklahomans.
And the
they don't do Land Run Day anymore.
The settlers had white skin to match their lily white Christian souls.
You were shocked. You didn't believe me, I think. But when Sean Pawlowski was on our first Menage, which if y'all haven't listened to her and Vicky, we a hoot.
Oh, Sean's from Oklahoma, jaw dropped.
But she went into detail and explained Pioneer Day or Settlement
the reenaction
Day.
Of the land run, yes. Which was a foot race.
I tried
race.
To tell you, and you didn't believe me.
It was a foot race, and you claimed what land you
yes,
had.
Yes, you didn't believe me, but it was. They don't do that anymore.
If you were faster than Billy Bob, you got more land than he did.
Mm-hmm. It's why most of the Irish people live on the east side of the state.
Because they were faster or slower?
Irish people aren't runners.
Wow. I didn't know
I'm
we were
Irish. We don't run. We just kind of tackle things.
Wasn't Tom Cruise Irish and far and away?
He was.
Yeah.
Didn't get very far.
I don't think I ever saw that movie.
It's a great movie.
Anyway. Who cares?
What's your next tea bag?
My next one is... let's just talk about Ashley getting trashed. Trashly.
Oh, can we say, though, before that? I did not expect this tip to be $20,000.
No, they did really well.
So, as somebody who's worked in the service industry, and as someone who's serviced a lot of people, goes hand in hand.
Yeah. I aim to please.
Is it worth it if you got this tip like that?
It is. You somehow forget all about all the garbage when you, especially if you're rewarded by a really good tip.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I agree.
All right.
They were assholes, but I kind of thought they were going to leave a big tip because that is the way you do things in country club culture.
Yes.
It's all of you actually saw it. You saw Dino trying to give her $100.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make it bad, doesn't make it okay what they did, but that's how they live, you guys.
Doesn't make it okay, but it makes it forgivable.
Not even that. It makes it bearable.
Okay.
They are bearable.
Okay.
When you know you're getting a good tip at the end. Like those other fuckers.
Daisy said she didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Those other fuckers who left the shitty tip, they're classless.
Classless. Okay. Yeah, let's talk about Ashley getting drunk.
Woo!
Ashley just full on says, because we find out that we're getting a new stew, and she's like, new guys are easy for me, but new girls, I'm not going to lie, it can be hard for me.
Shocking,
yes. Woo!
Definitely not a girl's girl if you watch the summer house reunion.
Yeah, she would not know.
Wouldn't do well in the summer house.
She would not. She would not.
Durr.
So, y'all, Scarlett comes aboard. She's fucking gorgeous.
Gorgeous from She's a good girl from Arkansas.
It's literally like they say she's blonde, cute, pretty sure she has like big fake boobs.
She's got
like
a nose ring.
She's everything, y'all.
Everything Gary could have put in his vision board.
This girl, give this girl a week and she's going to do anal.
Yeah,
it's what Gary wants.
And y'all, poor Gary, not poor Gary, because we knew this was going to happen. He's like, I'll carry your bags right away.
Oh,
and of course,
boy.
Ashley sees her and goes, fuck.
Fuck.
And y'all, that's the reason Ashley sees her and she's like, I got to get fucked up tonight. Because she's thinking about the rest of the charter season working with that hot girl. Because she's now no longer the hottest girl on the boat.
No, and she, which actually I thought Gabriella was the hottest girl, but Gabriella left.
It doesn't matter, but I'm saying that was...
Also, too, Ashley already is giving the vibe of, I'm easygoing, whatever, and right. Ashley knows, like, fuck, I can't, what can I, don't have leverage, like Gabriella got in her own head.
Right.
What can I do to take her out?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So Ashley basically kind of marks Gary as her territory. And she's like, yeah, we've kissed a few times. And she kind of pisses on him, basically trying to establish girl code at the start. And Scarlett's like, okay,
sure. And then Woo!
Gary's already flirting with Scarlett.
Already flirting with Scarlett. They're going to the dinner, and Ashley already tells Kelsey, I don't think this new girl likes me. There's no reason for
in
this.
In 6 hours.
She hasn't even drank yet. This is before the dinner. There is no reason.
So they are, Scarlett and Daisy go to have a cigarette. I think even Daisy says, come, won't you come with me?
Because this is, you Ashley's know. Getting drunk real quick, and she's already starting to talk about it happened. And she says to the camera, she's like, it's like he's ashamed of me. And I went,
You should be ashamed.
He's not ashamed. He doesn't remember you assaulting him.
Yeah.
When she said that, I was speechless.
The thing about it is, y'all, we can only call what we saw 2 episodes ago, I guess, by what we heard on camera.
Yeah.
And he said, get it out. That's sexual assault. Gary is who he is. Ashley is who he is. Sexual assault is what it is.
Yes.
So it is amazing. Now, he has spoken out, and he said,
he did have to say it, but I didn't read it.
Saying it wasn't, he's like, it was a miscalculation on both of our parts. He, of course, he's a South African man. He wasn't going to say I was assaulted. So, but we can take it in the way that we saw it, and it wasn't any type of consensual act. There was an absence of consent.
Yes.
And the fact that she keeps talking about it just gets under my skin.
It's just...
And it's so self-involved, gross. Too. She's like, he doesn't acknowledge me. She calls him a whore. And then later on, she says, Gary just thinks I'm a whore and he can throw me away.
It really is coming back to all of her own self-worth.
Yeah. I just...
She's like, you can't... She has no self-confidence, but you can't feel sorry for her because she has no care or concern for anyone else. Like, she is so out for her.
Right. I wonder if they're
crazy out for her.
Are any Ashley apologists out there? Because I'd be willing to listen.
Look, even let's entertain the idea that right now, what we see on the show, I believe Gary when he says he doesn't remember.
Yeah.
So let's entertain the idea that Gary comes out and says, I lied when I said that. I did know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Still doesn't excuse the fact that he was saying, I don't want it. We heard
right.
on the recording.
Take it out.
I don't want, take it out. Take it out. He did not want to do this.
Yeah.
So even if he is aware of all that, it's still, she still is literally throwing herself onto him. And I mean that not in a physical way.
Literally.
So it's.
You're actually literally using the word literally correct.
Yeah, it's still assault.
Yeah.
So, but that brings up a question too. Like, if Gary doesn't say it is, then how do we treat this? Like, how are they going to treat this on the reunion?
I have no
idea.
If
Gary doesn't say this is.
I think we have to. We can only go that's why I'm calling it what it is there's an absence of consent here.
And also probably there's been an absence of I can't think of the word of there's an absence of prerequisite because so many men who are sexually assaulted don't report it.
Right.
And an overwhelming amount of men don't report it.
And Gary is never going to go along with the fact that he was sexually assaulted.
I can think of, I think, one celebrity, I think Terry Crews, who reported being sexually assaulted, which was, the way he spoke about it was brilliant, but like, I can't think of and I'm sure there are others.
As an adult, especially men as adults.
I can't think of another man who has done that, a straight man who has done that.
Yeah.
I've heard gay men.
Usually they are either teenagers or early 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're true.
And so
you're right.
It's just, I feel for Gary because it's he doesn't know, and he just doesn't know.
And he probably in his mind is still thinking he doesn't have the vocabulary to call it that. Yeah.
And I also think he wouldn't call it. Do you feel like
never,
he's so not a ruffle feathers person?
Yeah. It's just, we know what we saw and we heard, and so the court of public opinion is never going to change.
And the fact that she keeps acting like he got some prize by that, well, and he's not acknowledging that.
And she's taking it in a different way. She's like, he won't acknowledge that we had sex. And I'm thinking, what if he did? What would that do for you? What would that do?
That she like won? That she conquested him? That she got
that's
what she
kind
wants?
Of what that's it, what that's it feels what it like. Feels like.
I mean, it really is.
It's so gross.
If this was... Y'all, legal would be getting involved if this was this. If the genders
oh
were reversed.
Oh my God! No,
it would be a. It'd be a, they would be. They would. Edit,
Gary would be gone.
They would. They'd be gone. They'd probably edit him out of the show.
Yeah,
like it would be bye.
But the reason why we're having this conversation is because the lines are blurry when we're talking about it, when the genders are reversed. It shouldn't be, but that's why we're having this conversation, and the fact that we're talking about Gary, who is. Like, as you described, it was a wolf, basically, when, yes. You know, so it's...
And Daisy even tells her later, that's my tip, Daisy tells, when they go for that cigarette, she's like...
Stay away from him.
Just be careful of the consequences when it comes to Gary.
Smart, Daisy.
And we already saw a preview, but I was like, yeah, she's not going to listen, because I saw her talking to him at dinner.
Yeah.
And she was just like...
There's something Gary has.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it. So charming.
He's very charming.
There is a scene where my
and he owns it. I just want to say there's something about a guy who just flat out says to me, like, who's like being nice and flirt with me, and even just says, I really just want to sleep with you. Like, that's the way Gary is. And I would say, okay, because
and they usually go, I really want to sleep with you
because he doesn't
you.
Play games,
yeah,
anyway,
because they're usually wasted,
yeah. Wow. I'm going to need a moment after that. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, maybe.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Can I do anything for you?
That made me guffaw.
Can I do anything for you? And she's like, Scarlett's sitting there in that towel, and Ashley's like, bust open the door. Can I do anything?
Blech. Just throws up in the shower. Because she drank so much in that hot tub. Because y'all miss the hot. She's trying to like get Gary to talk to her. Gary's doing the right thing by completely not engaging with her.
they but, then put suds in the soap in the hot
that
tub.
Bad?
Yeah, you don't do that.
I guess though, after every hot tub, probably new guests come in. They probably have to drain it.
I'm sure.
And clean it all
out.
No,
it's a fucking mess. But yeah, it's.
So that's probably why they do it.
Yeah, it's. Ugh.
Because it's
someone who works on a yacht, you can tell us. It's just gross.
It's got
to me.
Dino's jizz in it.
Yeah. Anyway,
hot but tubs, not Dr. Nipples.
Hot tubs in general. Yeah, Dr. Nipples.
Hot tubs in general. What, you don't like a hot tub?
Especially if I don't know who's been in there before me. Yeah,
you
like
know,
a group hot tub just feels like a jizz pit to me. And strangely,
I'm
usually
that.
Into that.
You've been that. And I don't know why that bothers you.
That goes
literally.
Pit.
You fucked the whole defensive line.
Yeah, but I don't want
not
be,
the whole football team, y'all. He's
no,
not,
no,
a,
not
whore.
A whore.
He's
but
not a whore.
I'm talking about in. I don't want to lay in my own filth, though. It's very different.
Okay.
It's very
so
different.
So after when you're in the middle of a buck cake,
yeah,
or
a buck cake, or bukkake,
as the locals call it.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's finished expelliarmusing their semen on you. You like to get up immediately and take a shower.
No, I lay there in the throes of passion.
Okay.
And then after about 5 minutes, I need to go get a shower. Yeah.
Okay.
Because otherwise it hardens and the guy you have to peel yourself off the guys. It's like crazy glue.
Wow.
You're like, we stuck together. Guess you have to go with me run errands.
Did you need to go to Whole Foods today?
Yeah, I did.
Actually. Wow.
You think crazy glue is bad?
Wow.
You should see semen.
Wow. Wow.
Hey guys, do you know Roger?
You know what?
He's gonna just be hanging out for a
just
while.
Be here today. I do enjoy a hot tub now, only because I hated them when I was younger, but now they make my back feel so much better.
No, I
which makes me feel
I like. I just don't like
collective hot tubs that, like, I just know, like, a whole resort has used.
So, like, you're not going to use a hot tub at the Hilton?
No.
But no. What about a swimming pool?
Strangely, it's because it's a bigger area.
See, to me, I would think the heat over 100 degrees would kill things. I don't know, though.
I don't know.
You know what? I should talk to Jarvis over at Jarvis Pools, who used to do my dad's pools.
Wait.
And ask him.
Is that his surname or first name?
Jarvis?
I would hope it's his surname, because it's weird for someone to say Jarvis Pools, and that's probably his last
name. You know what?
Let's not. No, I don't need to know.
I don't know.
God, why do I ask these questions?
I don't know. I would have texted my brother.
I'm going to move on while you're texting him about Jarvis Pool. So my next teabag is Daisy saying, I don't know why all this stuff about toilet, all this stuff about first or second stew, you're still cleaning toilets.
Cleaning the toilet?
You're still, that's Scottish.
That's what I did.
Toilets. I don't have a good Irish accent, but it's not Scottish. Please, are you going to do your next one, or are you going to
Yeah,
Google?
I just had to text my brother about Jarvis. Jarvis Pools, actually, they're located right now. If you're in Ardmore, they're located.
None of these people listening are in Ardmore.
My dad grew up in. He had to tear down that house to build Jarvis Pools. So it's literally where my dad grew up. That's where... He said it was a sad day, but they were tearing down the house.
But they got a pool store.
And he called my Aunt Peggy and Darla. They don't talk now, but they'll be at our Dallas show. So he called them over and said, sis, look what I found. And Aunt Peggy, she started laughing. And my Aunt Peggy was basically like the mother to my dad, especially Uncle Leonard. And they were just shitsters and always doing stuff. Like, I remember one time.
When
they got into trouble, they found she would whip their ass, spank their ass with a flipper that you'd swim with.
A noodle?
No, like a foot flipper.
Oh, a paddle. A foot paddle.
Foot paddle. And so that's what she spanked. And then one day she went to whip their ass because she's pissed at them. And she said, I can't find that fucking flipper. And my dad had forgot that he and Uncle Leonard had threw it in the attic. And then he found the flipper. And ironically,
riveting,
gave it to Jarvis because he had a pool store. I think he sold it.
This didn't. This never happened.
No, it did.
This did not happen.
No, it did.
There's no way. No. None of that happened.
That's such a crush on his son, David.
I am saying, so was his name David Jarvis?
I don't know. I think his first name was Jarvis. It is. Jarvis Hunt. Because it was David Hunt. Yeah.
So is it Jarvis's pool?
Jarvis, comma, pools.
No, it should be Jarvis's.
No, it's just Jarvis Pools.
Because Jarvis with an S is possessive.
I think it's Jarvis with the apostrophe after the S.
That's not correct.
Well, it's wrong. You could look and see when you come to Ardmore.
I always forget that. No, S, I can't.
It's right by Going Postal, the FedEx store.
I find that store reprehensible.
It's right by there.
Wow. So anyway, we need to move on.
Okay,
what's your next one?
My next one is one of the best lines. This is, it's at Before the Vomit, but I just love that Daisy does. It's not necessarily the best leadership style, but what I love about Daisy is that no matter what, she just can't help but to be her. And when Ashley was still going on, and Daisy's talking about once making out with Gary, and Ashley tries to come with her, and she just says, all right, jealousy over there in the corner.
Oh, I love that.
And Colin went, oh, and I just, like, there's something about Daisy who's able, and what is it about Daisy that she can handle, she can handle Ashley because of the rank, and I don't think that's it. I think it's the way Daisy is.
It is how she can do things in a funny way that but also in a shaming way that make the person know their place.
She does kind of publicly shame her.
Oh yeah, no, that is honestly, that is one of the things. It's not a
good tool for leadership.
No.
But it's effective.
It's an old school way of doing it.
Yeah. I think I told you, if I ever need to establish myself as the one of the authorities in the room.
The
if
dominant I'm, if bottom.
I'm, yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. If I ever need to, like I'm music directing something or I'm in charge of something and I feel that people aren't paying attention or someone's talking when I'm talking, I'll say, I'll just look at someone and say, am I boring you? Or something like that. Or like I think I said, when someone yawns and I'll go, am I boring you? Just to call it out. It's not always the nicest thing, but it reminds you that I will not be fucked with.
Yeah. And that's what Daisy's saying.
Yeah. And it reminds them that you can be smiling and still be, I can still be your friend sometimes, but you need to know, you need to fear me a little bit.
I guess, well, I think a lot of that has to do, though, the more I think about it, does have to do. Wouldn't go over well if Daisy was a different rank, but I can't ever see Ashley being a chief stew. Can you?
She has no accountability.
She has no accountability, and she has no, there's just her demeanor, her attitude. Some people are just followers, and some people can be more leaders, and she's not a leader.
She's not in it for the right reasons. She's not trying to climb the ladder for a way to feel good about your job and to feel good about service. She wants to boss people around.
She just wants to boss people. What I learned about Ashley this episode, especially with Scarlett coming in, the sexual assault, the fucking the men, the being in charge. Ashley just wants to be dominant.
Yep.
She wants to dominate people. Full stop. And
because her sister slept with her boyfriends, and it's really all about fucked her up.
And it's good, it's a blessing that Ashley isn't that smart, because y'all, if she was really intelligent, she'd be a dangerous person.
Agree. She's weirdly, she's savvy in interpersonal relationships that she makes you think she's not out for you.
She did that with Gabriella. She did. When she wanted Gabriella gone the entire time.
Oh, yeah. My next one is Kelsey just leans down to Daisy. And I thought this is so, so perceptive via Kelsey. Because she doesn't talk. But when she does, she says stuff.
She is kind of like that little tiny Tim that when they say something, you go, aww.
And she says, look, Daisy, Scarlett doesn't deserve all this that Ashley is throwing at her. And it's so interesting that no one on this boat they're appalled by what Ashley's doing, but Kelsey puts herself in Scarlett's place and says,
Daisy's not surprised. No. Daisy knew.
Yeah. And she said, I could feel the bad vibes that Ashley was sending out even before she got on the boat.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that's where I talk
from
about
little Kelsey.
That's where I talk about the intelligence that Ashley doesn't have, is that she doesn't have the emotional intelligence to know that people are aware of that. She probably thinks Daisy and them thinks she's being totally just a saint to her.
Yeah. Oh, Daisy. Daisy knows her number from day one.
Oh, day one.
Yeah.
Which is why Ashley starts bringing in my next teabag. Ashley starts bringing in the whole, am I second or am I third? Ugh. Am I second or am I third? She doesn't know. But, and Daisy at the time says she doesn't know either. She's still thinking about it.
And it's so good that Scarlett is so clueless. And I love seeing that.
That's what I was really like. When she said that, she has no experience and it is giving me life. That's literally what she said. And I wrote, you are a horrible person.
Yeah.
Talk about someone who doesn't understand team at all. And you literally, like... I'm surprised she didn't say anything. We'll see what happens. I think, hopefully, Gabriella's at the reunion because Ashley is going to get it at this reunion.
Yeah.
They're all going to come for her.
Yeah, she
Big
is.
Big time. Big time. Big time!
Is that Peter Gabriel?
Yeah.
That may be the first Peter Gabriel song you've referenced. It's a weird niche for you to be in. Well, didn't think your British experimental pop.
Peter Gabriel's British.
There he is.
Maybe
there she is.
Maybe I'm channeling it.
No, you're not. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut. So at the very end, my last thing is she's bothering her about the second or third stew. And she's like, well, Daisy says, well, I feel like you're not grasping second stew yet. Because the whole teamwork aspect, she's like, and until you figure that out, you both are going to be the same. And Ashley's faith. Ashley's faith.
She's just chewing on her jaw like when Father Poodle said something pissing off Mother Poodle. Just chewing that jaw.
I'll get you for that.
Because
you'll pay.
You'll pay.
That's a Mother Poodle. Y'all, you say something really bad, she gets quiet and she's like, you'll pay for that. Ain't nobody holds a grudge like Mother Poodle.
No, it's true.
Woo!
And she brings it up. She said, because Ashley tries to come back again. She's like, but I have more experience. And Dave says, that's what you're not getting. This is about
teamwork.
You're not getting the teamwork aspect at all. This is not about hierarchy at all. And Daisy is 100% right, because when we look back at other Below Decks, that's not what the stew thing. It isn't. There's always going to be people butthurt about it. My last teabag is, how do we feel about a sequins and wig party, this next crew coming up?
Sequins and wigs?
Yes.
Sounds like a dream.
I know. They're either going to be wonderful or they're going to be terrible. We saw flashback.
No, they're going to be awful.
Looks like there's drama.
There's no wonderful to it.
It's a girls trip and they want a 10-course dinner.
That's already nuts.
And we see that they're all, finally someone's recognizing the hotness that is Marcos on this show. Ooh. Anyway.
Mama like.
Y'all,
that's the show.
That's the show. That's all we got. You can't. Yeah, my brother just texted. Jarvis is his first name.
I need to see the sign, because if Jarvis's.
No, Jarvis
is it just
Pools.
Jarvis Pools.
Jarvis
so there
Pools.
Is no. So he called it after his first name.
Yeah.
That's like saying John Pools.
Well, actually, John Pools lived in my neighborhood.
No!
I'm kidding. All right, everybody. That's the show. You can go to our Linktree links on our Instagram or right in the show notes.
Mortimer Pools.
Come see us live. We didn't talk about this last episode.
Live show.
Come see us live this summer. We still have plenty of tickets available. Go to
VIPs are sold out in two locations, but they are available at others.
Our website's down right now. It got hacked. We're working on it.
You can go to our Instagram Linktree to buy tickets.
Yeah, or you can look under the show notes in this podcast. It'll say buy tickets and have the Linktree link, and you can go.
Even a Carl's wife can figure it out.
A lot of them have already, and we're excited to. Remember, if you're going to the show alone or you're interested in going alone, especially if you use the Facebook group or sometimes even on the Instagram post in the comments, a lot of sissies are going together and doing meetups at restaurants.
We
love that, but also it's like, don't, if you're saying, I want to go, but I don't want to go by myself, then y'all, I'm telling you, you will find family there. We always ask people to raise their hands before intermission.
Yeah.
Who's there by themselves.
Two girls fell in love.
Yes, people.
At our New York show.
Made out. Yeah, people meet in the VIP.
Yeah.
So
there was a whole, I think they met at the first LA show. They've traveled together to like three shows.
Yes.
These sissies.
Yes. So y'all, really.
Just worried a little bit about stalking from them.
We're not liable for anything. So if you're worried about going on your lonesome, don't, because you won't be alone.
And also, you guys, if you join our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, there are pages for each of those events. So you could say, you can put up, say,
Detroit.
I'm going here. Who wants to go?
Denver.
Who wants to go to meet up? Again,
Poughkeepsie. We're not going there.
We're not responsible if anyone tries to cut your head open.
Wear your skin.
Yeah.
Not on us.
Not on us.
Not on us. Because we're not going to be on date with Dateline, even though we love those ladies.
No.
All right, everybody.
I don't give a good interview afterwards.
No.
Who is that? I don't. Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Not familiar. I was never in Canton. Never. It says right here. Nope, that was a typo.
Deny.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. But until then, we'll see you next week. And
Anchors a gay. We'll be right back.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.